lot easier just to go play and then sit there and watch it. So, I thought game one was, pretty good. Felt pretty good out there. Got to look at, a young guy coming up and, had a real good game. And, look forward to the next one.
Paul said something interesting earlier in training camp, that you're one of those players, a veteran guy. You actually enjoy playing as much as you can in the preseason. You like playing road games against maybe some of the tougher opposition.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's much easier to go play a game of hockey than sit there and go over the X's and O's and practice. I enjoy playing.
Training camp does get a little monotonous for a guy like you.
Yeah, I mean, it's just enough is enough. Let's just play, and that's, it's the only way you're going to get in shape is when you're in game shape.
How's this defense corps look to you?
I mean, it looks pretty solid, and then, pretty excited to, make the next step and, see how this group, responds.
What's your standpoint, Dustin, for guys that go back and forth from right side to left side? What's the biggest challenge?
Just control what you can control. Don't try to do too much. Just play the game.
Dustin, you're one of the leaders, obviously, on this team. So coming off such a high of last season and that deep playoff run, what do you say to the room as you guys sort of gear up here now for what I'm sure you hope is another big run?
I mean, it's just it's a new year. Everyone's on a clean slate, and, we have to, start over, and, we have to, make our point, and we still got to come to work every day and do our job if we want to win.
You don't get the sense that there's any complacency or guys think that it's just going to come easy, right?
Well, we really haven't played enough to really get that urge yet, but, I think, for the most part right now, everyone's looking forward to and ready to work.
You get that sense of excitement from a year ago around the city and obviously in the room with your group here as to what you were able to achieve a year ago, that it's fun, you want to do it again?
I mean, everyone should want to do it again. It's, it's exciting. It's, it's a blast, but, it's not going to come easy, and we have to, put our work hats on and go.
Tyler Myers is going to slide over and play tonight on a pairing with you. What do you think you guys are capable of? Obviously, you got some big time size there.
I mean, we just got to worry about our defense, and, once we get that under control, the game's, it's in our hands.
Paul said earlier this week there may be times when the two of you are actually leading the rush. Do you see that happening?
Neither of us really play that style, so I don't really see that coming, but, you never know.
Yeah, that would be really unusual. I have to ask you about Connor Hellebuck's new mask. He shared some insights with us. He's got, a bit of a tribute to you on it. What's the story behind that?
Just going ice fishing, that's all. It's a pretty cool helmet. Excited to be on it. Ice fishing, enjoy ice fishing. So, it's cool, pretty cool to be on there.
And you sold him your boat?
I did. Ask him if it still runs.
Who's the better fisherman?
I don't know. I've never actually seen him fish.
Or catch anything? Just last one from me. But you like that role of being sort of a mentor to some of the younger guys, especially in preseason. You're often paired, like Logan Stanley the other night. Obviously, Sammy Niku in his debut. Why do you enjoy that role?
It's just always fun to see what these young kids have, and you can get a sense of what's coming up and just have fun playing the game.
And what is coming up? Are you pretty excited about not just what you have here, say, for this season, but some of that depth that's coming down the road?
Yeah, I think the organization have done a great job all the way drafting and putting the right pieces in that we can stay at the top around here for a while.
Did that playoff run kind of let a fresh spark in you too that maybe you hadn't felt since the Chicago days?
Well, I mean, anytime you get, that deep into something, just kind of, you should want to play and just work and just go out there and have fun.
The expectations that you guys have this year, do you feel them? And how will you handle that as a team?
We have to get going first to start feeling that and really think.